And when that happened, she got linked up. Marriage equaled death to not only me, but potential loss of the life of my child. That's even more than the loss of her own life for her. Well, it's not too hard to figure out that if your brain says, why am I feeling this ultimate pain? And it looks for something unique and says, well, because I'm married. And then it looks around and says, what was happening about the same time I felt the pain? Marriage. And you say, what was consistent during the pain? You go, marriage. Pretty soon you're going to avoid marriage, but it doesn't stop there. Her brain also linked up that the cause of her pain was something else too, men. Because after all, what was unique? I had this man around. I was married to a man, right? And then secondly, what else was going on? Well, about the same time I was feeling the pain, I was with this man. And sure enough, what was recent? This man. Right about the time I had the pain, he was there every time. So sure enough, all of a sudden she's avoiding all men. But it didn't stop there. She also linked up that the reason she felt this pain was because she trusted. So as a result, her brain linked up unconsciously, if you trust, then you will die. Now, I would say to you the opposite is true. If you don't trust, if you don't have faith, then you instantly die internally. You may not die physically, but you die emotionally. Because anything that's worth living in life requires faith. It requires trusting. It requires knowing that you can get out of the chair and walk on this floor, and when you step out on the floor, you don't stop and have to analyze, can I do this? And you don't weigh everything and think about your weight and the structure of the floor and what's underneath it. You just trust. Otherwise, you'd be immobilized. You have to trust to drive a car. You have to have faith to enter a relationship. You have faith to start a business. You have to have faith when all of a sudden somebody at this company says these 35,000 people are gone. You have to have faith that if you're one of those 35,000, that there is a better plan for you and that you will now act on that faith and take action and find that better plan, that better solution for your life. You must have that. When you lose trust, you lose meaning. When you lose meaning, you lose your life. Again, maybe not physically, but certainly emotionally. And when you lose it emotionally, the physical loss of life often is not that far behind. Medical researchers are now proving that the mind-body connection is not some psychobabble, but a physical reality, that the way we think and the way we feel about our lives affects us physically. In fact, there is a new study that was done in the state of Massachusetts where they began to study what causes someone to die of their first heart attack before the age of 50, where they never get another chance. In other words, what was the number one risk factor they wanted to know? And they assumed that what would cause someone to die from just their very first heart attack, never get another chance, would be a person just had so much cholesterol in their body wasn't able to recover. And they found out that was not the number one risk factor. Then they thought, well, maybe they had diabetes. Maybe it was more of a genetic factor. They once again disproved that theory. What the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare for the state of Massachusetts states in their article clearly is the most important risk factor to determine that you will die of your first heart attack and not get a second chance is what they call job dissatisfaction. You got to have a deeper meaning for your life than, oh, I'm on that grindstone again, or I'm on that treadmill. No wonder most people in life turn to alcohol or drugs or television. And even then, they can't find something to entertain themselves. Even then, they don't sense any fulfillment because distraction does not create a life of significance. Distraction does not create joy. Distraction will not give you what you're seeking. Drugs will not change your life for the better. Right? What they'll do is hurt you. They'll create pain. And there are all kinds of drugs. Anything that doesn't expand you as a human being or allow you to share more love and joy with others in a natural way that enhances your physiology and your mind, your emotions, and your spirit is something you probably don't need. You got to grow. You got to expand. You got to contribute. You got to know that you're here for a purpose. There are no mistakes. There is a meaning. Even if you haven't found it yet, you must discover it. And you know what? For most people, they don't discover the meaning of their life until their life is over. What a sad place to be. Or until they have a life-threatening illness. Or until somebody very close to them that they love is about to leave them. You don't have to wait for the pain to discover the meaning. You say, well, how will I know when I found the purpose of my life? You decide what it is. You discover it and you decide, this is it. And maybe later on I'll refine it. I probably will. But for right now, this is why I'm playing the game of life. This is what it's about. Every day, if I'm just being this way, if I'm just doing these kinds of simple things with other people, with myself, then I know I'm on track. I know there's a reason for my existence. We all have that.